Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The 2024 Gallagher Re InsurTech series of reports examines the role of artificial intelligence on the insurance industry, breaking down the function and processes of AI into the relevant parts within the reinsurance value chain. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Andrew Johnson, Global Head of InsurTech for Gallagher Re and the author of the report. Andrew, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you very much for having me, John. It's a real pleasure.
So, Andrew, you recently published the second of the 2024 series, Gallagher Re InsurTech Reports. As I mentioned, the dominant theme of the report had to do with AI. Are there specific roles within the insurance industry where you believe there's a more pressing need for AI?
Yeah, I think in short, any process that can be improved around process flow work tools is possibly the best use of AI, particularly in parts of our business that are predictable and follow patterns, where you're looking for data that either shows back symmetry or anomalies. As you can imagine, given that AI is a little bit of a buzzword at the moment and a lot of different technology is being touted as AI, the breadth of the let's call them pilots and projects that are being run at the moment to see where else AI can be apportioned is pretty broad. But I think it will be that workflow optimization that ultimately benefits the most from the use of AI.
What did you find when it comes to current levels of InsurTech funding? And is that trending upwards, downwards, or about the same as some recent previous quarters or years?
That's a great question. So for the last year and a half up until Q2, quarterly funding was teetering around about the $1 billion mark globally. We're actually reporting in Q2 that numbers are up quite significantly to $1.27 billion. And we aren't sure whether that is just a quarterly phenomena or whether that is the beginning of a trend. However, the signs would suggest that there is no shortage of appetite for particularly insurers and reinsurers to continue to invest into this space. And we might see some of those generalist tech VC funds that were very active in 2021 and 2022 returning to the space. And somewhat interestingly, I think the label of AI is breathing some sort of rejuvenated enthusiasm back into the world of InsurTech, and funding will probably follow. But we typically don't call something a trend until we see it sort of two or three quarters back to back showing the same sort of productivity levels.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Regardless, sounds like there's something of an arms race out there.
Absolutely. And I think where we're seeing really successful adoptions of technology and is companies arming themselves. And it's less about individual InsurTechs or AI companies competing with incumbents, but it's more where incumbents can make the most of those third-party tech players to compete against their traditional competitors that we're seeing companies be successful.
So where is the InsurTech investment going to in terms of types of technology?
The vast majority are still kind of traditional workflow tools, I guess you could say, things that leverage data processing, data analytics. In terms of business focus themselves, most of those companies are focused on distribution. We aren't seeing too much investment going into balance sheet InsurTechs at the moment. But pretty much every technology that you can imagine is receiving funding of some shape or form at the moment.
Any other interesting findings in the report?
I think just the rejuvenated interest in this space, I think, is the kind of headline from the report. Some of the more sort of pessimistic or cynical analysts have suggested that this could be the beginning of the drying up of funding. But actually, we're seeing something quite different happening, particularly around those that are investing. It is increasingly insurers and reinsurers, which to us feels like a longer term sustainable investment play. So actually, I think we will start to see an increased number of insurers and reinsurers as they get more comfortable with the concept of technology leading into investments.
So then what should we expect out of InsurTech in the coming months, either in the use of technology or spending, which you've kind of alluded to?
Well, I think the use of technology will be more precise. I think that people are better suited to judge now where technology really can make a difference rather than using it for the sake of using it. I think the labels that we use to describe what we're talking about will become more disciplined. And I think there will be a greater understanding of what we mean when we use words like InsurTech or like AI. I think people will become more comfortable being precise. Depending on how AI affects the InsurTech landscape, I think there could be a surge in funding. But I think for the time being, it is that increased level of comfort that insurers and reinsurers have in this space as technology becomes an inevitable part of their growth story.
A great report, Andrew. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Andrew Johnson, Global Head of InsurTech for Gallagher Re. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.